And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 2nd of June, 2016. It's the birthday of Martha Washington, born in the Chestnut Grove Plantation, New Kent County, Virginia, 1731. When she was 18, she married a prosperous landowner, and when he died, he was older than her. She inherited his plantation, 17,000 acres of land, 300 slaves. She was only 26 when he died. She looked around for another man to marry, and she found a military man, 26, George Washington. He had a much smaller estate, Mount Vernon, only 2,000 acres. But he was tall, he was handsome, he had a good reputation, and he was a good dancer. Martha was very engaging. She had a good head for business as well. George Washington resigned his military commission and married her in January 1759. She expected to lead a quiet life at home, and then came the Revolutionary War. George Washington became commander of the colonial troops and did not return home to Mount Vernon for 6 years. She often joined him at his encampment. She worked as his secretary. She comforted sick and wounded soldiers. She led other women to knit socks for the army. In 1789, when he was inaugurated president, she became first lady. She said she felt more like a state prisoner, but she made the best of it. They returned to Mount Vernon, 1797. He died 2 years later. She died 2.5 years after him. It's the birthday of the man who said, "A lover without indiscretion is no lover at all. Circumspection and devotion are a contradiction in terms." The novelist and poet Thomas Hardy, born Dorset, England, 1840, fell in love with a woman named Emma Gifford, later became estranged from her. After she died, he married again, but he was remorseful about his estrangement from Emma, and he wrote his poems, 1912, 1913, elegies for her, and all about his grief. Novelist, too, far from the madding crowd, Tess of the D'Urbervilles, the mayor of Casterbridge, and Jude the Obscure, Thomas Hardy, who said, "If Galileo had said in verse that the world moved around the sun, the Inquisition might have let him alone." Here's a poem for today by Susan Cataldo at the Children's Violin Concert. "Firmly bowed strands of horsehair tightened or gathered up by a small hand to play a piece by J.S. Bach, who drank 36 cups of coffee every day. I like him because he was inspired by his belief in God, and he played the organ in a church in Leipzig, and he walked on cobblestone streets to his home every evening, where he fathered many children and wrote music for his wife to clean house by. He worked hard all his life, and when he died, he left us all the little notes he made for himself while he was alone." A poem by Susan Cataldo at the Children's Violin Concert from her collection Drenched, Selected Poems of Susan Cataldo, published by Telephone Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.